Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us today. Missouri's economy is growing. Missouri's businesses are creating jobs, and people are going back to work. Missouri has the lowest unemployment rate it's had in 17 years. More manufacturing jobs are here in Missouri than there were a year ago, and we've moved up 9 places in the rankings of the best states in the country to do business. Because our economy is getting better, our budget situation is stronger than it was a year ago. You'll remember when we came into office, there were plans to spend over $600 million that we didn't have in the bank. So we faced a choice. We could raise taxes or cut spending. And we did the hard work of cutting spending. The budget we're introducing today is a common sense conservative budget. We're watching out for the tax dollars of the people of Missouri, making important investments in Missouri's future, and also making the tough choices that are necessary to make sure that we don't burden Missouri's children with debt. In our work, we've protected every dollar and every cent we can. Just last week, we announced that we got rid of another 80 cars and saved the people of Missouri another $2 million. We pay attention to every dollar and every cent, because dollars and cents add up. We pay attention to them because we remember that every single dollar this government spends was earned by the hard work of a Missourian and is the people's money. You've all been given the summary of the budget. The full budget is available online. We're happy to roll out the budget today and take questions on the budget from the media today. We'll also be doing a Facebook Live later this week to answer questions about the budget from people all over the state of Missouri. Our budget director, Dan Hogg, will also be holding a press conference a little later to review the budget in detail. I want to walk through a few of the areas where we made some investments and also be clear about some of the tough choices we've made. Our budget increases funding for our priorities, and you'll see increased funding for infrastructure, for education, for programs to support our most vulnerable children, and in public safety. We're able to afford those investments by making tough decisions to balance our budget and protect taxpayer dollars. Now, government doesn't create jobs, but it can create the conditions in which businesses can grow and prosper. That's why this budget includes an increase of $162.8 million to help build roads and repair roads and bridges. We're also investing $25 million to establish a new jobs and infrastructure fund that will assist local communities to build the infrastructure necessary to create jobs. We're also investing $7.6 million to improve our ports. This is an important investment that will help our farmers and other businesses to sell Missouri goods around the country and around the world. We're also investing in our future by supporting our teachers and students. Since we took office, we've increased the funding that schools receive by almost $200 million. This year's budget has $87.5 million more for schools than last year, and the total funding of $6.1 billion is a record investment in the state of Missouri for elementary and secondary education. We're proud to make that commitment. We also want to see that those dollars get to students and teachers. Teachers in Missouri are not getting the pay that they deserve. And that's why the 2019 budget increases pay for teachers in state-run schools. And we're sending more money than ever to our elementary, middle, and high schools, and we want to see that our school districts follow our lead and increase teacher pay. Last year, we introduced an initiative to bring high-speed broadband to rural public schools at no cost to the schools themselves, and we're continuing that investment of $6 million this year. We've also made some investments in programs to support vulnerable children. We put in $5.3 million in new funding, a new line item to help reduce the backlog of children in the foster care system who need legal assistance so they can move to a safe, stable, and loving home. The budget also includes an increase of $3.3 million in funding to care for children who have been abused or neglected and removed from their homes. There is also in this budget an increase of $8.5 million for the First Steps program, which provides early intervention services for families with young children with disabilities and developmental delays. We've also included $8.4 million in new funding to provide instruction and therapy to young children with disabilities through the Early Childhood Special Education Program. We're making investments in our veterans and in public safety. We put in $1.7 million in new funding to ensure that veterans' home residents are provided with the quality care that they deserve and the quality care that their families expect. Our budget increases pay for the Highway Patrol and for frontline corrections officers. It provides needed safety and forensic investigation equipment, and it increases funding for drug treatment efforts. We're including $3.6 million in new funding for adult, family, and veterans treatment court programs, which provide effective treatment for substance use disorders and opioid incarceration in the correctional system. We're making a number of critical investments, including $3 million in new funding to expand the crime lab at the Missouri State Highway Patrol's general headquarters. We're also expanding our fight against the opioid epidemic. We've invested $4.7 million in new funding for peer recovery coaches in hospital emergency departments and faith and community recovery support services. And we've allocated $750,000 in new funding to reduce opioid-involved deaths through training, education, and the distribution of opioid antagonists like naloxone to first responders and law enforcement. Now, despite the fact that Missouri's economy is growing and we're in a stronger position than we were last year, what continues to be the greatest challenge in the budget is the explosion in federally mandated and other health care spending. When we came into office, spending on health care was at $10.334 billion. And in this budget, it's at over $11.633 billion. That's a $1.3 billion increase in just 2 years. The state of Missouri spends more money on health care than we do on K-12 education, community colleges, technical colleges, domestic violence shelters, veterans programs, our judicial system, public safety, and our corrections system combined. That massive spending increase on health care means we have to tighten up in other areas of government and spend less money. We're making some important investments with this budget. We're also having to make some hard choices. There's been a growth in administrative costs at many of our universities. We want to thank university leaders who've worked in partnership with us to identify savings. As just one example, President Choi and others did a study with PricewaterhouseCoopers and identified $70 million in savings. The UM system is going to save up to $2 million just by getting rid of cars that they don't need. We were happy to help them find those extra costs and glad that they were eager to work with us to bring those administrative costs down. We appreciate their strong leadership, and we also appreciate the important role that they play moving forward. Look, we've had to make tough choices this year, and while we're increasing funding for elementary and secondary education by $87 million, higher education will see a 7.7% reduction. This wasn't a choice we made lightly, and we've been working with the universities to try to help them to manage their budgets better. Last year, we had a choice. We could raise taxes or we could cut spending. We faced that choice again this year. And again, we are not raising taxes on the people of Missouri. Instead, we told departments to tighten their belts. We reduced the total number of state employees, and we made tough choices. We did that because that's what the people of Missouri sent us here to do, to look after their tax dollars and to build a common sense conservative budget that makes sense. I'm proud of the work that our cabinet, our team, and others have done on this. We've already had good meetings with the House and Senate budget chairs, and I look forward to working with members of the House and the Senate to get a balanced budget passed. And I'd be happy to take any questions. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A 2016 study found that Missouri state worker pay ranks last among state workers in 50 states. Do you plan to call for or issue a proposal to increase the pay of state workers?
Yes, sir, I do. And what was your name again, sir?
Philip.
Yeah, Philip. Yeah, thank you so much for the question, sir. So first of all, one of the things that we're doing, Philip, is in our budget, for every state employee who's making $50,000 or less, they will see an increase in pay of $650. Now, that's going to happen when we get civil service reform passed this legislative session. And we're confident that we can get that passed. We've talked with a lot of members of the House and the Senate, so they will see that increase in pay, sir. What you'll also see, sir, is that we are going to invest an additional $61.2 million in state employee health care. You'll see that we're fully funding the contribution for state employee pensions at $14.4 million. And one of the other things that you'll see, sir, is that there are targeted pay adjustments of $4.5 million for specific jobs in the state of Missouri where we want to see those pay adjustments to make sure that Missouri is offering a competitive wage for those positions. Yeah, you're very welcome, sir.
Last year there was a lot of debate over in-home health care patients and the best way to try to fund that.
Yes, sir.
Vetoed the choice that came out of here. What type of option would you like to see or be acceptable to provide to restore that funding or secure it?
Yeah. So first of all, I think the way we think about, and what was your name again, sir? Yeah, Marshall. Sir, so one of the things that we do is that we think about our healthcare funding in the context, or we think about that question in the context of our overall healthcare funding. So as I mentioned, when we came into office, we were looking at $10.3 billion in the healthcare budget. We're now at over $11.6 billion. It's an increase of $1.3 billion that we are putting into healthcare funding just over the course of the last 2 years. We look forward to continuing to work with members of the legislature and members of industry on any proposals that they have to help us to slow down and control the costs of what government is spending on health care, and at the same time also work with them to make sure that that we're improving the quality of health care for people in the state of Missouri. So again, when we think about this, we think about it in the context of the massive increase in healthcare spending, which we need to control, and happy to work with anyone who has proposals to make sure that we're taking care of the most vulnerable Missourians. Yeah, Lauren, so I'm happy to address this for everyone here once and to make sure that we can do this so that we can move on and talk about the budget and other important priorities that are before us. As I said before, I made a personal mistake years ago before I was elected governor. It's a personal mistake for which I take full responsibility. And it's something that Sheena and I dealt with years ago. We dealt with it privately. We dealt with it openly. And it was hard, but with loving family and a lot of prayer and tremendous support, we've made it through. And I am grateful to Sheena for her forgiveness and grateful to God for forgiveness. I'm also grateful to the people around the state of Missouri who at this time have come to us with tremendous love and compassion and prayer, who've helped us through a very difficult time. And we also appreciate those who understand that this is a private issue that Sheena and I dealt with years ago. It's now been dragged into the public eye. I look forward to working with legislators in this building and people around the state of Missouri to getting their priorities passed and to making a difference for them. A lot of what's been put out is not true. There was no blackmail. There was no violence. There was no photograph for blackmail. There was no threat of using a photograph for blackmail. There was no threat of violence. The mistake that I made was that I was engaged in a consensual relationship, and it is a mistake for which I am deeply sorry. And for Sheena and I, that is where the story begins and ends. Everyone involved has asked for privacy. I'm going to respect that privacy, and I would ask you to respect that privacy. And to set the record straight, I have never been, and my attorneys have never been, contacted by law enforcement on this or any other matter. Sheena and I are moving forward. We are blessed with beautiful children and a fantastic family. And many of the rumors that have been put out are false. And they have been hurtful. Hurtful to Sheena, hurtful to our family, and hurtful to the people who we love. We are grateful, though, that we believe that the people of Missouri see through those. And we move forward with the knowledge every morning when we wake up that we are blessed to have a beautiful family and that we have a wonderful mission in front of us of protecting, serving, and working with the people of Missouri.
Governor Mike Arlington, Kansas City.
Governor, you say that the affair that you had was consensual.
Yeah.
The woman's now husband asked her if she was both half-raped and blackmailed, and she said yes. How do you...
Ma'am, I've addressed everything in the answer that I just gave you and in the interviews that we did over the weekend. We're now moving forward. We've got a lot of people in the state of Missouri who are counting on us. 13,000 kids in the Missouri foster care system who need us to get this work done. The important work in this budget and the important priorities that are before us. We've got law enforcement officers, military families, and veterans who are counting on us to get this work done. And that's what we're focused on today. Ma'am, again, I answered your question, and we answered them in interviews throughout the weekend. Does anyone have a question on the budget?
Governor, you're here to lay out a budget blueprint, a future for Missouri.
Yes, sir.
I've spoken with several lawmakers who question your ability to lead in light of this scandal. Why do you think you can still lead the state of Missouri?
Yeah, so, sir, again, we answered those questions. We answered that question, and we answered them over the course of the weekend. Do you have a question on the budget, sir?
Do you have any plan to resign?
Sir, I've answered that question, and we answered them over the course of the weekend. Do you have any questions on the budget, sir?
That was a question on the budget. Lawmakers here are saying they've lost faith in your ability to lead.
Sir.
That does affect the budget and your entire agenda going forward.
Sir, we answered those questions this weekend. There's a lot of important work here. A lot of important work here. We answered those questions this weekend. We've answered them here, and we are moving forward. It's a lot of important work that needs to be done. Okay, important work that needs to be done that we've talked about here for kids in our foster care system, for families who are counting on us to get this right. Important work that we need to do for public education. And that's why we've made a record investment in public education, sir. We're moving forward to get the people's business done. And it's a wonderful opportunity and a blessing for us to do that every day. Who has a question on the budget? Yes, sir? Yes, sir.
Do you or your staff still use the
text to leave? So, Jack, again, we're here to talk about the budget. We're here to talk about the budget, sir. We're here to talk about the budget. We are cooperating fully with the Attorney General's inquiry. We have complete confidence in our policies and procedures. And as I've said many times, we follow the law. Any questions on the budget? Yes, sir.
Do you support the tax reform plan by Senator Igel?
So, sir, you probably saw last week we rolled out our principles for tax reform. And we're really excited about our tax reform plan. It's going to cut rates for 97% of Missourians. And we're going to be rolling out next week that plan in detail, and also doing a statewide tour around the state of Missouri to talk about all of the details for that plan. We've also been in touch just very recently with Senator Wallingford, the chairman of the committee. We look forward to working with him. Our team's been in touch with Senators Igel and Koenig. I think that we have a wonderful opportunity to reduce taxes on the people of Missouri, and we're gonna do so. And we look forward to working and cooperating with members of the Senate. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
When we spoke to some lawmakers today, they mentioned that when I told them there was a four-page press conference today about the budget, they did not know these recommendations were coming out. Can you talk to us a little bit about the contact you've had with lawmakers and your faith in the ability to work on this with them?
Yeah, I'm very confident that we're going to have a really cooperative, good relationship working on the budget. In fact, not only did Dan Hogg, our budget director, and our team meet with Chairman Fitzpatrick and Chairman Brown last week. I've spoken to them multiple times, including as recently as a couple of hours ago. So we're really confident that we're going to be able to work forward with them to make sure that a lot of these important agenda items get addressed in this budget. Yes, ma'am.
Alisa,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, the focus, ma'am, of the raise for state employees is on those who are making $50,000 or less. So, for people who are making $50,000 or less, they will see a $650 a year increase in their pay. Again, when we get this civil service reform passed, our budget director Dan Hogg, when he does his follow up with you, can also talk in detail about what's included in the, I think it's $4.5 million targeted pay raise for a number of specific positions within Missouri government. And some of those are for people who are making more than $50,000 a year. And then, I'm sorry, ma'am, I think you had a first part to your question? Yeah. Yeah, so a couple of important points. One of the things that you'll see in our detailed budget outline, there's a lot of work that we're doing to make sure that we're supporting farmers and ranchers. Director Hogg will go through all of the details in the budget for ag specifically, but I'll just mention a couple of highlights. One of the things that we heard from a lot of farmers and ranchers around the state was that they wanted to see increased investment in infrastructure to make sure that we could move goods to market. So a couple of specific things that we're doing there. I mentioned the $162.3 million that we are investing in infrastructure. In addition to that, there's an additional $7+ million that we're investing in ports. Because of Missouri's position in the country and because of the fantastic farmers and ranchers who we have here, we believe that making these kinds of investments will help Missouri farmers move their goods to market. There are a couple of other infrastructure investments at the county level, some partnerships, which, again, Director Hogg can talk you through in detail. And then the last thing I'll mention just on the infrastructure side is the $25 million Jobs and Infrastructure Fund. So what we're doing with the Jobs and Infrastructure Fund is that the state of Missouri is investing $25 million. And when we have counties and or communities at the local level who have an opportunity for economic development and they want to invest in infrastructure, when they put up $100, the state of Missouri will put up $100. We'll make those investments in infrastructure together so that we can help to bring jobs. So those are just some of the key things that we're doing in ag. And what you'll see as well in the press release, if you haven't seen it already, is a lot of support from the agricultural community around the state for making some of these key investments.
Governor,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, Mike, when we roll out our tax plan in detail next week, sir, you'll see that this is a plan we're really proud of. It is a bold plan. It's going to reduce taxes on 97% of Missourians, and that's what we want to do. We want to cut taxes for the people of Missouri. Our plan will not include an increase in the gas tax, sir.
Why not?
Well, sir, right now, we don't want to raise taxes on the people of Missouri. What we want to do is to lower taxes on working families throughout Missouri. And again, we'll be rolling out all the details for that plan next year, sir.
Governor,
Ma'am, we've addressed those questions. I've addressed them. I've answered. Ma'am, I can tell you what we're doing. We addressed those questions here today. We addressed them in interviews this past weekend, and I can tell you that we are moving forward. We're moving forward. And we're moving forward because that's what the people of Missouri need us to do. We're moving forward because we've got a lot of people around the state of Missouri who are counting on us to get results for them. And that's what Sheen and I are doing. That's what our family is doing. That's what our team is doing. We're moving forward. Any other? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so look, there are tough choices that have to be made in the budget. As you've seen, we're increasing funding for elementary and secondary education by over $87 million. We're also increasing funding for programs for vulnerable children by almost $30 million. These are really important investments for us to make for the people of the state of Missouri. But in any budget, you also have to make tough choices. Now, the good news is I really appreciate the cooperation that we've had from a lot of leaders in higher education who've worked with us to identify cost savings. So as I mentioned earlier, PricewaterhouseCoopers sat down with President Choi in the University of Missouri system, and they identified over $70 million in savings just within the UM system. So we are fully confident that we can address administrative overhead, take that cost out, while continuing to do great work here in the state of Missouri. I'll also mention, ma'am, I think it's important, there is an increase that we're in higher education in the scholarships that we're putting in for students. And I believe that the increase is somewhere on the order of $6.5 million. And again, Director Hogg will have all of those details about the increase in scholarship funding for higher ed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, so, sir, one of the things that we're doing with the Medicaid program is exactly as you said. We think that there are a number of places where we can contain costs. And Director Hogg and Steve Corsi, the director of our Department of Social Services, can talk you through what we're thinking in terms of those specific cost containment measures. And I'll make sure that they get you those details as we have them. But again, Medicaid is the largest growing cost for the state of Missouri's budget. As I said, from $10.3 billion to $11.6 billion. And we're confident that there are a number of cost containment measures that we can put in place. And unfortunately, I don't have more details for you. Right here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. In general, what we're doing is we think that there are a number of ways for us to contain costs, deal with administrative overhead, and make sure that we're still providing services to the most vulnerable Missourians. It's really important for us to do that. I'll also ask, what Director Hogg can talk you through in detail, for example, some of the increased investments in Medicaid to make sure that we're taking care of the most vulnerable people in the state of Missouri. I'll ask Director Hogg, for example, to talk you through in detail what we're doing with a $65.8 million investment in the Department of Mental Health to make sure that we're taking care of 1,399 individuals who have disabilities and are in need of additional assistance. We are reducing the state workforce, and we've continued to do so. Right now, the state workforce is the smallest that it's been in decades. And again, Director Hogg can talk you through in detail where all of those positions are. Big picture for us, what's important for us to get done this legislative session is to get civil service reform passed. We want to make sure that we can pay good workers more. And right now, the system holds us back from doing that. We want to be able to invest in and to reward people who are doing good work. We also want to make sure that we can move people into jobs where they can do the best possible work for the people of Missouri.
Governor, yes or no, did you ever take a picture?
Yeah, sir, again, I just answered your question. We answered them over the course of the weekend, and we're moving forward. Thank you.
Governor, Emily.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a reason you're not choosing to speak
Ma'am, we have spoken with people in a public setting. We addressed these questions in multiple interviews over the course of the weekend. Yeah, ma'am, we have addressed this with specific outlets.
Is there a reason you won't address
them? Ma'am, we've addressed these questions. We've addressed them. We addressed them over the course of the weekend. We've answered your question here, and we're moving forward. Yes, sir.
Mike Mahoney, once again.
Yes, Mike.
With all respect, what a lot of people want to know is, what were you thinking? You jeopardized your political career, your family. What were you thinking?
Yeah, Mike, again, I appreciate your question and others. And as I said, I've addressed those questions here. We addressed them this weekend in multiple interviews. And Sheehan and I and our team are moving forward to serve the people of Missouri. Any other questions on the budget? Sir, I've answered your question. We answered them with multiple outlets this weekend, and we're moving forward. Any question on the budget? Yes, sir.
Relating to the tax proposal you're outlining.
Yes, sir.
The 2014 cuts are just taking effect.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so what's really important to understand, especially as it relates to the budget, is that this is a revenue-neutral tax cut. So it's revenue-neutral, and I'm really proud of the work that the team has done on this. And again, happy to sit down with you and others to kind of talk through that in detail when we roll that proposal out next week and, again, do the statewide tour. Guys, thank you again so much for showing up. Director Hogg will be available to answer your detailed budget questions, and I appreciate everybody coming today. Thank you guys very much.